Despite its long spell in Republican hands, Georgia has become more competitive because of two demographic trends: a substantial increase in registered non-white voters who tend to be reliable Democrats if they can be convinced to turn up to the polls, and a shift among educated suburban whites away from the Republican Party. Both have been driven, among other things, by the economic growth in and around Atlanta. During the presidential election, Mr. Biden's narrow victory was probably based more on a white revolt in the suburbs than on a dramatic surge in the black vote. Despite large increases in registration of black voters after years of effort by grassroots groups, the black share of the electorate actually dropped between 2016 and 2020. Without defections among whites in Atlanta's suburbs, Mr. Biden might not have won Georgia's 16 electoral college votes. The story of the runoff, in contrast, seems to have been higher turnout among black voters, who made up a larger share of the early vote, and mostly voted Democrat. N.C. Ufert, the CEO of the New Georgia Project, which seeks to increase turnout among young and non-white voters, credits an organizing feat that was years in the making. The group says it has knocked on 2 million doors, dispatched 3 million text messages, and dialed phones 5 million times. Ms. Ufert notes that there were 120,000 early voters who skipped the presidential election altogether. It may also have helped that neither of the two Democrats was the party's standard Southern candidate. A milquetoast, carefully calibrated, mildly conservative fellow in soft-bellied middle age. Mr. Warnock is a pastor who preaches in the same church that Martin Luther King Jr. once did. Mr. Ossoff is a 33-year-old Jewish documentary filmmaker. Neither has a genteel twang. Mr. Warnock's cadences are those of a practiced sermonizer. Mr. Ossoff's those of a Barack Obama impersonator.